Coach. Hey, you had a good year in 2020 during the COVID season. You finished 6-1 there at Hotchkiss, a loss to Ray. I know a tough one in the state quarterfinals, but you battled through. But this is almost a new year for you. This last year there in Delta County has been kind of crazy as you're putting two programs together, Hotchkiss and Paonia, to combine North Fork, the minors this year, Coach. So how has that process gone since the end of last year, putting this all together?
You know, it's been a lot of fun working with kids. And, you know, once they decided kind of this decision was made, you know, we're looking through the front windshield, not the rearview mirror, and excited to work with. We've got a really great staff and a great group of kids that have come together, worked hard this summertime. We went to Western State team camp and did some good things there. Of course, you know, you always come out of it with some things that you need to work on. But the kids, you know, meshed really well together and worked towards one common goal of getting better each day and competing. As far as the staff today, you know, as far as the school goes today, Mr. Palmer, our principal, and Ms. Miller, our assistant principal and athletic director, they did a fantastic job today in our first true in-service, even though these last couple weeks we've been moving teachers into classrooms. They did a great job today, and I'm excited to work with the North Fork staff because every person that was in that room is, I mean, they're just there for the kids and to make this the best high school that they possibly can. And it's going to be fun working with those type of people.
And I know a lot of teams did not take part in a summer camp, and they used last week leading up to the first official day. Probably good for your program to take part in a summer camp, though, because like you said, you used the word mesh, got the kids together, got them away from home, and made a team out of two communities.
That's exactly it. You know, there for a little bit, Chassa was, can you have a team camp? Can you not? Is it full contact, one whatnot? Regardless if it was full contact or not, we were going to go to Western State to do that because you hit the nail on the head there. Is we wanted to get these kids, you know, on a campus, away from home, eating breakfast together, lunch and dinner, staying in dorms together, and that team bonding that goes on at a camp is so valuable, and especially this year as we do bring two, you know, history-laden programs together. You know, we wanted to bring them together, get them away from home, and let them bond as teammates.
Is that kind of the message you presented today with your first practice? Is that, hey, we're a group, we work together, we win together, we struggle together? Is that kind of the message you presented today?
Yeah, you know, and it's been the message since the summertime as well. And it was interesting. I told the kids this morning, and we did a little bit of morning weight and then this afternoon when we actually went to practice, as I told them, I said, you know, in the community, I get asked a lot, hey, how many Paonia kids are there? How many Hotchkiss kids are there? And my response is, I don't have either. I've got 40 North Fork kids, and I'm excited to work with them. And that's the message that they have to have moving forward, too, is we're the North Fork Miners. The sooner we are all in, the more success we're going to have. And, you know, the kids have done a great job. I mean, we've got some fantastic kids returning and some great leaders from all different skill levels and all different position groups, and they've done a great job conveying that message is we're the North Fork Miners, and we're excited for the season.
That's excellent. That's what you need. Talk about some of the individuals. You mentioned you have some leaders from both programs. Who are some of those guys that you're going to lean on, not just necessarily for football talent, but also locker room talent?
You know, I'm really blessed with a great group of outstanding young men that are coming back. We've got several kids that received postseason accolades, but they've also worked extremely hard this summer and have taken that next step. You know, the guys up front started off, you know, Colson Holmby, Carter Neff, Malachi Deck, and Dakota Shelton are all returning all-conference kids for us up front. Blaine Peebles, he won the 300 hurdles in 2A this past year. He's a returning all-conference kid that is going to be pretty electric for us when we get the ball in his hands and at free safety. And then got returners Mordecai White at running back. Drayden Taylor is going to take over at quarterback. And then Lane Allen is a returning all-conference kid at tight end linebacker, and Logan Farnsworth is also a returning all-conference kid at linebacker, you know, and then there's several others that are just going to add a lot of depth to our program. But that core group has been fantastic in leading the charge and leading the weight room and how we practice and how we go about our business, whether it's at Western State Camp or in the weight room or in the locker rooms. They've done a great job for us.
How difficult has it been for you and your staff to figure out a lineup or a roster even? Because, again, when you're meshing two different programs together, you may have two starting quarterbacks. You may have two left tackles that both played last year. So the job is a tough one normally, but now you've got to find the best 11 kids on each side of the ball to get out there on the field regardless of where they came from.
Right, and I'm blessed to have a great staff. You know, picked up Dakota Coates will be my defensive coordinator. He's actually a Hotchkiss alumni that has coached in Paonia the last couple years. And then I've got Eric Holmbeek, who is also our head boys basketball coach. But yep. He coached these boys in middle school. And so North Fork middle school programs have been combined for the last 4 or 5 years. And he has coached them in middle school, and he's coming up. And that's helped the transition. So these boys, if they played middle school football, they played together. We're up front with the kids, you know, as far as, you know, going the importance of going to camp, getting reps, getting film on you guys. And something that, you know, from a 1A program standpoint is sometimes it's hard to have a true inner squad scrimmage because there's just, you know, you've got your ones and then you've got freshmen. We're going to be fortunate that we're going to be able to do some of those scrimmages and evaluate film and then make decisions off of film and how kids are competing during practice.
That's good. Schedule-wise, Center and Monta Vista out of the gate. Those are both winnable games, obviously, for you. And then the league schedule kind of expanded this year, but it looks probably you and Meeker again for the championship out west, do you believe?
You know, it's fun coming off of a conference championship, and we know that, you know, you got to take one game at a time. We're excited. We're going to actually scrimmage Coleridge and Basalt, and we're focused on that, using that as a good temperature gauge of where we're at and what we need to work on as we enter that week one to get Center. We know Monta Vista is always going to be well-coached, hard-nosed kids. And then, like you said, we get into that conference play, and I truly believe that, you know, each week, you know, we've got some dang good coaches in 1AWSL, and they're always going to be well-prepared and tough, hard-nosed opponents. And, you know, I know Meeker is returning quite a few kids up front. You know, they graduated, of course, a couple big pieces there, but I know Coach Phelan will always, you know, they reload, you know, they don't rebuild, and it'll be an exciting conference play, you know, and like I said, every coach in the WSL are good guys that prepare their kids, and every game's going to be a tough, hard-nosed competition.